ABC News.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
President Biden and Republican lawmakers say negotiators are closer to a deal to raise the debt ceiling.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Elizabeth Schulze says while the timeline is now slightly longer, the window is still tight.
In a statement, the White House top economic advisor said that updated June 5th deadline underscores the urgent need for Congress to act swiftly to prevent default. Of course, once a deal is reached, lawmakers still need to draft and read legislation, and then it would need to pass both the House and the Senate.
Lawmakers in the Republican-held Texas State House will vote today on whether to impeach the state's Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton on allegations of bribery, unfitness for office, and abuse of public trust. Paxton's called the proceedings political sham. Tens of millions of people on the move this holiday weekend. The TSA screened more than 2.7 million on Friday, the most since 2019. And the Vatican says Pope Francis held five meetings and gave a speech today, one day after saying he had a feverish condition. This is ABC News. In Los Angeles, the city is planning to buy a vacant hotel to combat the homelessness crisis. ABC's Josh Haskell has more.
The unhoused will be able to live at the Mayfair for up to 1 year as they receive on-site services.
We have to help them, of course.
Juliet Delmas just moved to the Westlake District near downtown and says she supports the project. But Pervery Severin has lived here for 9 years and he wants to help the unhoused, but...
The drug situation, the drug behavior, the addiction, it brings the neighborhoods down.
Mayor Bass says she expects the deal to close in the coming months. The hotel was part of Project Roomkey during the pandemic, but is now vacant.
A New York man was arraigned on Friday on charges of first-degree manslaughter and assault. Prosecutors say Jacob Mejia saw three men attempting to steal the wheel rims and tires from his parked car outside of his Long Island home earlier this month. And Mejia went after them with a large kitchen knife. He stabbed one multiple times, and that man died. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Clean energy products like electric vehicles or home heat pump systems are too expensive for a lot of people who'd like to own them. But thanks to federal incentives and other support, they're within reach for more people in Wisconsin. More from Mike Moen.
Last year's Federal Inflation Reduction Act includes a mix of tax credits and rebates for products designed to make homes more energy efficient and save drivers some green if they want to buy an EV. Francisco Sayu of the group Renew Wisconsin says there's long been an exclusive tone tied to the renewable energy market, but he says the new incentives are a game changer.
If you're a renter, there are rebates and tax credits for equipment that you can take with you when you move.
Sayu acknowledges implementation of the IRA is complex, meaning the rebates aren't available yet. Separately, the Department of Housing and Urban Development recently announced funding from the Act for